I haven't been here for a couple of weeks because I've been ill, and last week I was babysitting a grandchild that preferred me to be with them than Grammy, which is quite cute. This has come at a price. I've been working on this all week, and physically it's hurt to do it. Yeah. So, but I pushed through because I thought it was important. So hopefully at the end someone can confirm whether it is or not, you know. right, so I'm ready, Donna. And we're going to talk about healing, so... It's almost like you knew what I was going to say. And I'm just going to check, make sure it works. It does. Cool. So... initially, we're going to start off with some biblical facts. I'm hoping they're correct. They're correct to the best of my knowledge. And I did speak to Jonathan about one this morning that I found during the week, which I wasn't sure about. And I said, it's all right, I've left it out. I've just realised I haven't, so... we'll see how well it goes down, Jonathan. So bear with me, because I'm still full of cold and I'm in pain. Fingers, toes. It's ironic. So today we're going to talk about what is healing, the biblical facts about healing, and then the power of prayer. I'm being greedy, I've got two lecterns today. So, anybody know what is healing? You know me, I like it to make it interactive, so put your hand up, shout, if you know what the answer is. Hang on.
Restoration.
In a nutshell, I would say. Any other interpretations? Karen, hang on.
Get a touch from God.
A touch from God, yeah.
Getting better.
I like that one. Right, so what I've identified it as is... the process of making or becoming sound or healthy again. Okay? That was... I mean, knowing what I know about stuff, that spoke to me because... to me, it's open because it can be either being healed by other people or a conscious decision on our part to become healed. Yeah? Healing also, it's not just physical, it can be mental or emotional. Yeah? I just thought I'd throw that in there. Yeah? So when we're talking about healing today, it's just not physical cuts, bruises, broken bones. Yeah? It's emotional, spiritual. Yeah? Okay? Covers everything, in my opinion. So that's how I've done this, yeah? So, the interesting bit. I like to get stuck into it when I'm doing a preach. So the biblical facts bit. And this is like kind of blew me away a bit. I'm not coughing for effect, honest. Right, biblical facts. Question. It's a shame Ian's not here because Ian would like this, wouldn't he? Is he all right, Kay? He's got a bit of a flu. Do we need to pray for him? Okay. How many acts of healing are recorded in the Old Testament? Bear with me a minute. Mark runs across the hall, gathers the sword from the wall. That's just for those that are listening later. Honest, I am feeling poorly. Right, so how many acts of healing are recorded in the Old Testament? So this is the Old Testament as shown by the sword. Genesis, all the way down to Malachi. How many? Hands up if you think it was 100.
I want to hear all of your choices.
Simon, look after my sword. Cheers. How many think it was less than 100? Less than 50? Less than 20? Okay. So actually, in the New Testament, the Old Testament, sorry, jumped up. Oh, back. There are 12 distinct acts of individual healing recorded in the Old Testament. Thank you, Sheila. Shall we backtrack? Can you rewind the stick, Tony, and we'll start again? Okay. Hang on, let's try this. Chris, I've got a question for you. How many acts of individual healing are there in the Old Testament? 12. Good, Chris. Well done. So, 12 acts of healing recorded in the Old Testament. These include healings from barrenness, leprosy, terminal illness, restoration from insanity, and even resurrections from the dead. Jumping the gun. Anybody know the time span for that? How many years from Genesis to Malachi? Lots. Good shout. Who was that? Well done, Anne. So I've actually put it up from Eden to the birth of Jesus.
Some would say 6,000.
Some would be wrong. Most traditional Bible timescales estimate that the Bible covers about 4,000 years from Eden, the creation of Adam, to the birth of Jesus. Yeah? Why I'm saying this is because we've got 12 acts over 4,000 years. Yeah? So the ratio on that's not really good. I mean, it's good that people did get healed, but when you think 4,000 years, you'd expect a lot more, wouldn't you? We've got a brief list. Yeah, and obviously this will be online Monday onwards, Paul, Tuesday. The slides, they're on the tablet. Tablet, yeah. So we've got, here is a list of acts of healing in the Old Testament. So it starts in Genesis. Abraham prayed and God healed Abimelech. Yes, that person. His wife and his servants of barrenness. And then we've got Numbers, Samuel, Kings, 1 Kings. 1 Kings 17:17 to 24. Elijah raised the widow's son from death. That's pretty bold. That's pretty good, isn't it? Raising someone from the dead. You can see why I've got two lecterns now. Then we jump to 2 Kings. There's another risen from the dead there. 2 Kings 4, 18 to 37. Shemanite's son from death. 2 Kings 13, there's another one. I think the reason I'm putting out raised from the dead, because they're pretty significant, aren't they? Because it's like finished. Oh, no, it's not. We're back again, yeah? So it's all good. And that goes right through to Job. Oh, I've underlined this one. There must be a reason. Job was restored to health after praying for his friends. That's what was significant about that. So Job wasn't praying for himself. He was praying for other people, and he received healing. I like that. That is good. Yeah? So, yeah, I think we'll come on to that a bit later on. But, yeah, that's why I underlined that one. So praying for someone else, you can receive healing. I'll go with that, especially how I feel at the moment. Right, so that's the Old Testament. New Testament? How many acts of healing, individual acts of healing, are recorded in the New Testament?
Loads.
How many?
Loads.
Loads. Got a specific number, or we just go with the loads? Hundreds. The New Testament records around 30 distinct acts of healing performed by Jesus. So these are recorded healings by Jesus in the Bible, yeah? Plus several more through the apostles, bringing the total to around 40 individual healing events. These include cures of blindness, paralysis, leprosy, fevers, bleeding disorders, demon-related afflictions, and even resurrections from the dead. Okay? If anybody disagrees with what I'm saying, I'm fine to have a conversation later. Recorded individual, yeah. I said, speak to me later. Sorry, Anne. Sheila. Yeah. Hang on a minute, we'll ask that question. We'll open it up to the room because I'm struggling.
It says that when the temple, in Good Friday, when the temple veil was torn in two, then there were healings and the dead were raised. So is that a healing by Jesus or the apostles or just act of God?
I think we may cover that in a minute. Now let me have a look. Good question. I don't know the answer, Sheila. I'm quite willing to look it up and come back to you if you want. Anybody else in the room? No.
We don't actually know.
No. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Someone did. We don't actually know. Okay. I love that it's interactive. So, we'll come on to the serious bit in a minute. How many years passed from the birth of Jesus to Paul's time spent in Malta? One for you there, Christopher. Woo! So, when I say recorded, going back to my sword thingy. So the birth of Jesus, which will be Matthew, and then Paul in Malta is actually recorded in Acts. Yeah? Time span, how many years do we reckon? 16. Sorry? 16. Oh, very good, Emma. Close. It says 65. Hold my sword. Cheers. Paul's time in Malta occurred about 65 years after the birth of Jesus. We'll get into that tricky bit in a minute, Jonathan. So all this is going to be online next week, once I've given Paul the slides. So, healings by Jesus are all listed there, the ones that I'm just speaking about. Healings by the apostles, there is about 10, so 30 by Jesus. 10 by the apostles, so 40 recorded over 65 years. Not bad going, no. So there's the last bit, the healings of the apostles. I think I might have double printed stuff. All right, timeline from the birth of Jesus to Paul's stories. So this is the controversial bit that I found last week and was like, really? So much so I nearly text Jonathan. Jesus was born 6 to 4 BC. Yeah? I've always thought it was 0 because... But anyway... And it has been confirmed this morning that apparently it is correct. Jesus was born in Bethlehem during the reign of Herod the Great. The ministry of Jesus. So Jesus publicly began his ministry age 30. Yeah? And then I've got down that he was crucified when he was 33. So we're going back to ratios. 30 over 3 years. That's 10 years. like it. Ooh, sorry, my leg gave out then. I don't need that anyway. Timeline from the birth of Jesus to Paul's state in Malta. So early church, AD 33, up to AD 61, yeah? And that just lists the different acts of Paul. Like I say, I like to get stuck into it when I do it so that I get all the background, which helps, I think. So, with healing, personally, my next slide will probably explain where I'm at or where I've been recently because of events that have happened in the past, yeah? So when it comes to healing, I always thought that I had a really good ministry in praying for people, yeah? But because of events that have happened, that's been knocked a bit. So what's knocked me is... disappointment, yeah? Go in there. I know, don't get me wrong, because I know we've got successes in the room where we've prayed for people and they've been healed, yeah? But it's the loved ones and the friends and, you know, that we've prayed for, and that hasn't worked. What did you say this morning, Linda? What did you, how did you class it? What did you say? The, about God, and it's the way of God, and we don't understand. It's something you said along those lines about.
It's hard to remember even a minute ago. At the minute, did I say? You know, it's that juxtaposition, isn't it, of being in, of just not understanding. There are just things in the Bible and our relationship with God, mysteries, yeah, that we just don't understand, and we probably won't this side of heaven. No.
Yeah, so it's that, what you said, juxtaposition or whatever it was, the not understanding, which has knocked me. So anyway, so I felt it was right to teach on healing this morning. So I'll start my preach now. Oh, dear. Right, the clearest New Testament command to pray for healing for others is found in James 5. 14 to 16. I'm going to come here so I can read it. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the leaders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Okay? So that's an encouragement to pray for each other. So I've kind of broken it down from there. So James, like we've just read, the direct command, believers are instructed to pray for the sick with faith and confession. Healing prayer is communal, right? So going back to what it said in what I've just read, it said about get the elders. It's not necessarily true, because here it's saying elders, fellow believers, and the whole church are involved in praying for everyone. Yeah? It's not just down to the leaders. Yeah? Everyone's involved. And it doesn't matter where you think you sit on a hierarchy list, because there isn't a hierarchy list. You can pray for anybody. Yeah? No matter how much or how little faith you've got, you can pray for people. Yeah? Faith and righteousness matter. Prayer offered in faith is described as powerful and effective. I think I jumped the gun in, but yeah. So powerful and effective. Authority in Jesus' name, healing is always linked to Christ's authority, not human power. Yeah? So it's not what we can do, it's what God can do. what Jesus can do for us. Yeah? And that's where the faith comes from. Amen. I'm not finished though. Other New Testament instructions about healing prayer. So Mark 16, 17 to 18. Sorry, Julian. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And they drink deadly poison. It will not hurt them at all. They will place the hands on people who are ill, and they will get well. Jesus said that believers would lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Awesome. I've been fortunate enough, and Paul was with me when we done. I think it's only me and you left now, isn't there? We went to see a guy called Mark Marks, in Portsmouth, who was teaching on healing. And the purpose of that was, is that after we'd done that, we would then do a thing called healing on the streets. It's where we went out into the streets of Haddon and Waterlooville with some folding chairs and a big banner and stood there and waited for people to come along so we could pray for them. That's it in a nutshell, isn't it? Really cool. Yeah. But there were certain guidelines and things that were laid out for us, is that when we're saying lay hands on people, yeah, obviously you don't run up to them and go, ooh, all over, yeah. There is a protocol, so you would go up to him and say, morning, Simon. Would you like me to pray for you?
Yes, please.
Do you mind if I touch you? Yeah? Simple as that, yeah? So I'm not going to run up to him and put my hands all over him, yeah? And cause him offence, yeah? We just do it in a certain way. That's my understanding anyway, and that's what they taught us. And it seemed to work. So it was good. This may be the first time ever I'll go past 12 o'clock. Mainly because my fingers aren't working. There's another instruction to pray. John 14, 13 to 14. And this is good. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and it will be done. Jesus promised, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. Okay. Another one. Acts 3, 6 to 8. Then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but I do have. What I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk. So he was praying for someone that was lame. So I'm just aware of time now. But yeah. So Peter, in Jesus' name, commanded healing to the lame man at the temple gate. I mean, obviously you can read it, but the man got up and he walked. Oh, and that's the bit then. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. I thought that was good. Okay, so praying for others. So this is just like a list that I've put together that I found. So start with compassion. Let your heart be moved by others' needs. Pray specifically. Name the person and their need. Healing, peace, provision and guidance. Also ask God to meet them in their situation with grace and power. 3. Pray in faith. Believe that God hears and responds. Four, invite the Holy Spirit Ask the Holy Spirit to guard your words and reveal deeper needs. 5. Pray according to God's will. Align your requests with Scripture and God's character. So I think number 5 is basically pray you know, pray what God can do. Yeah, don't pray something that's unpractical. Also 5, Jesus taught us to pray, your will be done. That's Matthew 6:10. And then 6, follow up with encouragement. Let the person know you've prayed. Offer Scripture, support and practical help as led. When I went over to Simon there and asked him if I could pray for him, and he said yes, that was lucky. Yeah. There may be cases where you'll go to someone and say, can I pray for you? And they're going to say no.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But I will remember you in my prayers. It's something really simple you could say to that person. Yeah. You don't have to do it there and then. Yeah, I will remember you. Yeah. And then fortunately, 3 months down the line, you're going to bump into Simon again. Oh, Simon, last time I saw you, you had a pain in your knee. How is it?
Much better.
Awesome. You know I was praying for you, right? Simple, yeah? In my opinion, anyway. So, last slide. If you take away one thing from today, from my talk, please take this. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. James 5:16. Yeah? What I've brought to you today isn't because, like I said earlier, I haven't got it all right. And I'm on a journey as much as you. And this is what I would class as a work in progress. This is something I need to do as well. So